In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, you became truly poor for our sake, not despising our humanity, but making it your own. Help us to embrace our poverty, and in so doing, to embrace you more fully. Accept the offering, the poor offering of ourselves, for your glory and the glory of the Father. Let it be transformed through the poverty of the cross. We ask this through the intercession of Our Lady. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Joseph, Saint Jerome, Saint Teresa, and Saint John of the Cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Do you ever get the feeling that, like I seem to have all the time, like I'm nearly competent? I sort of felt that way in the midst of benediction last night. What makes it worse, having forgotten half of the prayers that I have had memorized for a long time, is Sister Mary and Joseph tried to help me and told me that the texts were there in the Prayedo. And I said, no, Sister, I think I have these prayers memorized. I've really come to love more and more the hot fire of humiliation. Purifies so many things. It's really such a wonderful offering. On that note, I'd like to just reread two sentences or three sentences that we touched on yesterday and let that launch us into this morning's conference. Pope Benedict, in his Corpus Christi homily this year, said, "There is nothing magic about Christianity. There are no shortcuts. Everything passes through the humble and patient logic of the grain of wheat that broke open to give life, the logic of faith that moves mountains with the gentle power of God." And then he concluded, "Let us walk with no illusions, with no utopian ideologies, on the highways of the world, bearing within us the body of the Lord, like the Virgin Mary, in the mystery of the visitation. With the humility of knowing that we are merely grains of wheat, let us preserve the firm certainty that the love of God